This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Got a question for my co-host, Andrew Perloff. After you saw Shohei Ohtani pitch an inning last night, touching 100 on the gun.
Yep.
Yes, he did give up a run, but then he made up for it in the, what was it, second inning or third inning when he drove in a run. So he got himself at least the, avoided the loss. Are you okay with him now trying to do both? Because you've been so adamant, but he was fine last night. He pitched, he touched 100 on the gun. He drove in three runs. Like, he was fine.
I am more than okay with it. I am thrilled about it. And I will tell you why, because I'm a Philadelphia Phillies fan, and I worry about the Dodgers in the postseason. And now they have their best player who's had two elbow surgeries on the mound, who was hurt last year in the playoffs. I don't think he can last. I think he's going to get hurt.
How many surgeries, Pearl?
Two elbows, right?
Whoa.
Well, okay, it's a lot of elbow surgeries. I understand that.
I think it's an injury risk. And I think what happens in all of pro sports right now is guys wear down because, first of all, Shohei's throwing the ball so fast. He hit 100 last night, right?
He did. And so the adrenaline was
got to him. He is the single best hitter in the game of baseball. Why would you risk that? He's Babe Ruth. He's about to win his fourth MVP in 5 years. I don't know why you would risk that. To me, I always look at the health. Because who wins the World Series? A team that is healthy, and I worry about that.
Well, they won the World Series last year, to be fair, with Shohei hurt and with Freddie Freeman also hurt, and their pitching staff still hurt.
I'll take that hurt Freddie Freeman, by the way. That worked out okay.
Yeah, no, he was unbelievable in that World Series. I think that sometimes you've got to let the, I don't want to say the story play out, but it's like you have a guy who has this incredible talent. I don't think he would have signed with a team who wasn't going to allow him to do this, right? I think that was a stipulation of his free agency when he went from New York to Toronto. Who else was he flirting with? San Francisco. Finally signs with the Dodgers. Not that shocking, but there had to have been an understanding. You're not going to tell me that I'm only going to, you know, be able to hit. He wants to be able to pitch. He's going for something that's even bigger, which is the immortality. You know, he would walk into the Hall of Fame right now. He has won the World Series. He's multiple MVP. There's like a different plane that he's trying to get to. Now, you might think that's being selfish, actually, because what's bigger than winning a World Series? But I think for Shohei, there is something bigger.
I find him fascinating as a hitter. I think he's already in that plane. I think he would go down as the greatest hitter of his era.
That's not enough.
Yeah,
clearly.
But honestly, I think as it turns out, he won't go down as the greatest hitter of his generation because he's going to shortcut it to pitch.
And I'm going to tell you that he's going to get a lot of critics. If this plays out the way that you think, right, which is going to be a little more doomsday, a little bit more, hey, what could have been if you had just, you know, dialed it back a little bit.
Could have been Babe Ruth.
I think that he's going to get criticism then because there are going to be people who say, well, why were you flying this close to the sun? Why did you need more and more and more? And why couldn't you just, you know, be the best hitter in baseball or one of them and, you know, hopefully win a lot of World Series if you're a Dodgers fan and have that be it? And he's not doing it. I'm telling you, if you're right, this story will turn on Shohei.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I mean,
and that's going to be silly to me because I don't know why you'd hold a guy back from wanting to do something that we haven't seen in 100 years.
One thing is they have clearly improved whatever that Tommy John thing. Because Bryce Harper has also had the same thing, and he keeps on getting back out there. So maybe you can blow out your elbow and still hit. at an MVP level, Shohei. So maybe medical science helps him out here. But I'd be fine if he never pitched again and just won 10 MVPs and broke every record and won 6 World Series. Like, he'd be the all-time. He is the player of this generation already, even more than Aaron Judge. I know Aaron Judge is his competition in this case, but Shohei is much more fascinating to me. It's just crazy. This guy is so big. He dominates the strike zone. You can't throw it anywhere near there. I think he's the closest thing to Babe Ruth. He's really, well, Barry Bonds was, but Barry Bonds was cheating. He's like Barry Bonds without the steroids.
Yeah. We were talking a lot about ring culture, right, earlier in the show, and about in the NBA now, it's all not just can you win a ring? You're nothing if you don't win a ring, right? How dare you not win a ring? But also, how many? Now just one's not enough, right? Well, if you're Giannis, one's not enough. If you're Jokic, one's not enough because your talent is so great. You should be winning more, in our opinion.
That's your opinion. No. Because I would counter, if it's ring culture, now it's multiple ring culture. Yes. Those guys want a ring and people don't care about
exactly.
them.
Exactly. So it's like ring culture.
So it's not ring culture. It's the player.
No, it's accelerated. It's like ring plus.
No, I think I don't think even a ring cannot make some of these players fascinating in the big picture to
right.
people.
Right. Jason Tatum would be another one, right?
Yeah,
it's like one's not enough for these guys. But here's the thing. I think in baseball, it is, right? You're Shohei. You won your ring.
It's because he's Shohei. He was already the most fascinating player in baseball when he was in Anaheim.
Right. And there's because he won that first ring with the Dodgers, no one's going to say, oh, this was disappointment. It was a bad contract. It was whatever. I think just winning one World Series has now given Shohei permission to reach heights that we haven't seen. Right. Now it's not about how many are you going to win for the Dodgers. I don't know if people even care about that. Do you care about how many?
Right, because it's not ring culture. Because
right.
it's Shohei.
It's different in this sport, is what I'm saying. So to hold him back and to say he should only be hitting, which is what you want him to do, I don't think actually adds to his legacy. He could win 5 World Series. It's not going to do as much as the hitting and the pitching combined, is what I'm saying. For his legacy, he could win 3 World Series with the Dodgers. Let's do something realistic. 5. This is not, you know, the 1920s and 30s anymore. 40s. Let's win 3. Right? 3 would be unbelievable.
I don't think for baseball we care as much. I think if he won 10 MVPs as a hitter, 10, I think it would be the record. And I think he could do it. I think that would put him in a level that is so far above everybody else.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to argue with that, but I'm saying
you're right. I don't think the rings really matter when it comes to Shohei. Because again, he was the most fascinating player in the sport when he was in Anaheim, not even making the playoffs. I think because of the pitching, I'll give you that. But I think if he could just be a hitter, I think he could be the modern Babe Ruth.
Yeah, I think he's already, I don't know what he thinks. To me, it seems like he got the ring. There's no reason for him now not to go full, you know what, to the wall and try to pitch and hit and do as much as humanly possible. What's the second World Series? There's nothing that's going to impact his legacy like the pitching and hitting together.
But I fear that it'll gut the MVP thing, which is crazy right now. He won in 21, 23, 24. His numbers, I think he has a great chance at 25. That's going to all go away if he gets hurt pitching.
Let's go to the phones. 888-710-4ISN. George is our pal in L.A. George, you're watching Ohtani on the mound last night and thinking what?
Yeah, I was very impressed throwing 100 miles an hour. I know he was hyped up and everything. But see, the thing is right now, you guys, the Dodgers are getting 2 starting pitchers back. And Shohei is not going to pitch every 5 days. It'll probably be every once a week or something like that just to appease him. But he's still going to be a great hitter, and I think he'll be okay. But I was going to talk to you about that gambling thing. I don't think Shohei knew anything about it because he's so busy and he's very trusting. And the Dodgers made a fortune because of Japanese tourists there. 50% of all the tourists come to Dodger games, and they more than made that money back on tourism with Japan.
Sure.
Just a pretty amazing story. But thanks, guys.
Yeah, George, the Ipe Mizuhara, we were talking about Shohei's interpreter who was a gambling addict and who was stole $17 million from Shohei, reported to federal prison yesterday. So that's why that story is back in the news. It was 19,000 bets that he placed over 2 years with a bookie in California. And I said, and Shohei said he had no idea that his friend was gambling. It's like, wow, that's a lot of bets. And I have any idea that he was gambling, but we'll leave it there. Rich is in California. Rich, what do you think about Shohei? Does the legacy only grow if he pitches and hits, or does he need to win 5 World Series?
I'm not so sure that he's not getting rushed to pitch because the Dodger pitching staff, starting pitching staff, is in a shambles. They spent a lot of money, and they literally have little or nothing to show. Also, this weekend, the Giants picked up Rafael Devers, which basically sends a little message that, oh, guess what, guys? There's somebody else that's getting invited to the party here. And with left-handed hitting, especially at Oracle Park, it makes it very, very interesting. Point being, I'm not sure that the Dodgers aren't going to find out how terribly difficult it is to repeat as a World Series champion.
Well, yeah.
And should they, by chance, sacrifice Mr. Ohtani's arm as an attempt to do that, you know, they paid the money, so I guess they get to do that. Not the smartest thing I've ever seen.
You know, it's funny, you bring this up, and thank you for the call, because about are they rushing Ohtani back? And, you know, Perloff, I always have, like, my eyebrow raised on anything that comes from a team or anyone, really.
I'm just if the owner gets involved, that ain't good.
No, I'm just skeptical about everything. It's the capital J journalist in me won't die on that part. But when the Dodgers said that Ohtani didn't like doing the simulated games because he had to ramp up and then cool down and then get ready to play the game, I bought that hook, line, and sinker. I'm like, I don't think they're rushing him back. I think he really just doesn't like the disruption in his routine. He's this crazy creature of habit, and he'd rather just pitch the game. Now, what ends up happening and why they have to be careful here with the rest of the staff is Ohtani obviously doesn't go 5 innings. He only can be an opener, so you essentially have to do a bullpen game after that. So you do have to be aware of, with all the other injuries to the Dodgers rotation, how are you managing the rest of the staff? Because Ohtani only pitches 1 or 2 innings right now.
Well, the thing is, those simulated games, he was throwing full speed.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that. Like, I kind of buy that the simulated games are, what's the point of doing that if you're not going to pitch because you're wearing down the elbow the same way? They were, the pitches he was throwing in those simulated games were nasty. I was like, why are you doing that to your teammates? So I kind of bought that thing, hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah. I don't see any big, you know, like, oh gosh, the Devers trade happened. We got to get Shohei back on the mound. He's been ramping up for this. They would never make that kind of, you know, rash decision based on what another team does. And I think Ohtani has told him, I'm pitching. And I think he believes it's because he is going for even more than just World Series and MVPs.
Also, if you're that good at pitching, I mean, he's that good, you probably want to pitch. Like, imagine you're so good at the skill, you want to get out there. But I would try to, and I know it wouldn't be popular, I would protect him from himself. Just, that's just a lot on the human body to... The way he throws, I mean, come on. You think he can... Nobody lasts. I'm thinking of your guy, Jacob DeGrom. Like, this is, you can't be that nasty and last in the Major League Baseball.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. You're watching Ohtani last night, and you're thinking, what? I'm thinking excited. I just want to see it. I'm not thinking about the team I'm rooting for. I'm thinking, we're watching something unbelievable. Perloff's not entertained by the NBA Finals. This is entertaining. Like, I had to make sure I watched every single pitch that Shohei threw last night.
You guys keep saying I'm not entertained by the NBA Finals. I just want to say I find it very entertaining, but I am not surprised at all that it's going to have record low ratings. Because I can't imagine what a casual fan would see in this.
Great basketball?
Yeah, but that's not what casual fans, they want to see, like, oh, that's a well-executed pick-and-roll / 14-foot jumper. They want spectacular and eyes wide open and something they've never seen before. This is more of a hardcore basketball fan kind of series, like an X's and O's series. People want to see Michael Jordan fly. They want to see LeBron. Like, that is not this series. I was saying to you in the break, baseball's got that now with Shohei and Judge. They have these superstars doing something you've never, ever seen in your life. That being said, it's baseball, so probably we'll get, like, the Rays will win the World Series or something crazy because, nothing ever follows the plot there.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Are the Dodgers making a mistake by allowing Shohei to pitch? That is the question for you today. And we've got a lot more, including the door apparently not shut on a coach and a team. Could be getting together. And also John Lynch. We'll get to the general manager of the San Francisco 49ers and what he had to say about some painful goodbyes from the offseason. But will the team be better off?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
For it. 7P.
Okay. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. Quick assignment slash trivia question. They mentioned something last night about sort of the varied background of all this, the players. A lot of G-leaguers, a lot of second-round picks.
From the NBA Finals.
From the NBA Finals, for the Thunder and Pacers. Real quick, I did my math, and I might have missed somebody, and I apologize. I see three top 10 picks on both teams combined, whereas when I was a kid, it was the Lakers and Celtics. Everyone was a number one pick throughout both the top three pick. Now there's three top 10 picks. Name off the top of your head. Boom, go.
Obi Toppin's a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
Oh, four. Damn it. Where'd Obi go?
Come on, man.
He went to the Knicks. He was like seven or something.
Eight,
something
Dayton. Yeah.
Chet Holmgren.
Yeah. Chet is one.
What was Shea?
Shea's not Shea is outside. He's 11, I believe.
Yeah.
He's
11.
Out 12.
11. Okay.
Yeah.
Thinking.
Jalen Williams?
Oh,
nope.
Tyrese Halliburton was out. Was yeah. Tyrese Halliburton outside?
Yeah, yes, he was outside.
He was outside top 10.
Yeah, well, it's funny to me. All these guys, everyone you mentioned, were like 11, 12, 13.
Johnny Furphy.
No. So, Benedict Mathurin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Ben Mathurin.
Yeah. You guys said Chet, and then I think Kaysa Wallace was 10. So,
right.
But anyway, it's interesting. This is the NBA these days. You can't stack a bunch of number one picks. Like the Bulls had all top 10 picks up and down their roster. So it's interesting to me, like I'm trying to evaluate, are the Thunder really going to be a dynasty? I'm not quite sure they're loaded enough.
But haven't we gotten past their draft? Like where their draft position is at this point?
But you look at the players, I'm like, oh, that guy's okay. You know, Kayson Wall is okay. They're not dominant players up and down the roster. They're short of like kind of high-end role players.
Yeah, but Wallace or like a Caruso, those guys are like a sixth or seventh man on the team. Like if you got the MVP and you got Jalen Williams, who's an all-star, like, you know, and Chet's a top three pick, that's he's that third best player.
Probably. Well, it's funny. I think Jalen Williams and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander are kind of underdrafted. Like these people didn't understand. They're not traditional superstars. I think that's a lot of what's going in the mix. That again, like, is Jalen Williams really like that great? I have no idea. I can't tell.
He scored 40 points last night. I think he is that good.
I mean, is he an all time
away from a champion?
Is he an all time great player?
Well, I saw that Brian Windhorst was saying that there are people around the league who are looking at Jalen Williams feeling like this could be the next Scottie Pippen. Like we're watching like a elite level second option.
Is he a top five player in the NBA?
No, but I mean, Scottie wasn't top five for most of his career. Maybe at points, he was a top five player most of his career.
And most importantly, he's one of the 75 best players, doubt.
Yeah, but like, I mean, Scottie was probably top 10-ish probably when he was playing, when he was in his prime, you know? So I think Jalen Williams is only 24 years old. That's the thing about the Thunder that are dangerous is that we're judging these guys at where they are now. Maybe we won't say SGA's in his prime, but like Chet and Jalen have not come close to their final form, and that's scary for the rest of the NBA.
I mean, honestly, would you have not said the same thing about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown last year and Derek White? And I know some of the other guys were older, but would you have not said the same thing about Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray? Would you have not have said the same thing about Giannis and Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday? Like, I just think the NBA is funny. It's a lot of parody right now. And I know you guys are jumping on everything I'm saying here, but I do think like there's a good chance we'll see a new champion next year.
Totally possible. And we've also been promised this incredible offseason, right? Where everyone's going to get shaken up like we're playing dice or something in the bathroom. That's what we're told. We already saw the big Desmond Bain move. So that's one piece that leaves Memphis and goes to Orlando. I don't know if there's going to be anyone else behind it. The Grizzlies are now saying Ja and Jaren Jackson Jr. are actually not available, but we'll see. Meanwhile, you know, here's Kevin Durant, and we'll get to the 49ers a little bit, but Kevin Durant, who we believe is getting traded imminently. I mean, that's how it's getting put. I don't know if they'll wait till the finals are over, Pearl, but getting traded imminently. We thought it was going to be Minnesota. All of a sudden, it's off the table because Durant apparently didn't want to go to Minnesota. I don't know why you wouldn't.
Cold weather.
But that's ridiculous. You play inside. Who cares?
Maybe you got to live the rest of your life. Basketball is only 2 hours, Maggie.
I actually floated an idea to EJ the other day that maybe he doesn't want to be the number two scorer because the teams that he's looking at, he could be the number one scorer on all three of those teams. What's he like? San Antonio, Houston, and Miami.
And Miami, yeah.
Miami's
definitely two of the three. Maybe San Antonio's close, but a good chance he could be in San Antonio.
I think he would be over Wemby. I think Wemby would take a secondary role to him. I think he'd go to Minnesota and he'd have to be the B immediately. Like you have to prop up Anthony Edwards.
He's 38. Well, he 36, 38, he, 36, pardon me.
He's not 36. Thinking that way. He clearly wants to be the 1A.
And he did average, 26 points this season?
No.
Why would he have Miami on the list otherwise, Maggie?
Like, weather. This is a weather thing.
No, Pat Riley.
I'm all in on the weather.
I agree.
You got to plug your car in Minnesota at night so it like the batteries don't freeze and explode. Like, no thank you.
Yeah, NBA players call it Minnesota, man.
Right, no thanks.
But are you trying to win here and like end your career on a high note? Or are you trying to go to South Beach and retire? Like,
I think that plan B, Maggie.
Yeah.
South Beach and retire.
Yeah. Or somewhere in the middle.
There's not a team in Boca that we can put together for him? Does he have to even go to South Beach?
The FAU
if he could
Owls.
Be a bus rider on that team, trust me, Maggie, he'd start it tomorrow.
So, okay, if it's weather, why did he not want to go? He reportedly shot down the Warriors, right? He said, I don't want to go back to Golden State.
I think he has static with just that whole community.
Yeah. And I think Kerr and Draymond, too. Like, no matter what they say now could be water under the bridge. I think that takes 5 seconds for those old scabs to get peeled off.
Also, now reportedly the Clippers are in the mix, too, and he doesn't seem super interested in them.
they're the Clippers.
Well, I mean, they're the Clippers. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen him say that he doesn't want to be there. They're just not on this list. I think he'd be fine going to L.A.
And the Knicks said no thank you.
Yeah, and he went. Yeah, the Knicks didn't want him. So.
Okay, can I read you something?
Oh, that's cold.
Yeah, it's freezing here.
Yeah, but I mean, it's New York. It's still,
I hear
you. Still, I know his.
But that also was them, right?
Here.
No, that was also the Knicks.
Yeah,
the Knicks said no to that.
Said no to him. Yeah, I mean, Rich Kleiman also is from New York, and he's got business ties here. I can see why he would want to be.
Yeah, in Brooklyn, that went so well.
And it's not as cold as Minnesota.
No. No, for sure.
Okay. Zesty Cat is our favorite.
Zesty Cat would know about the weather in Minnesota.
Yeah, he could give him some pointers.
No, for sure.
What kind of weather coat to buy? So I saw this from The Athletic, which I thought was interesting.
Ask Keon Coleman about the weather coats, by the way.
Listen, he played college football at Michigan State. He was the perfect draft pick for the Bills. Now he just has to step it up.
Got to get those winter jackets in the summer, though. That's
he knows.
Oh, yeah.
Keon Coleman,
by the way, gone viral this week.
Yeah.
I saw he went viral.
Crazy.
I'm trying to get him on the show, but you guys have been ignoring it in my rundowns.
No, we'll get him in.
What do you mean?
Okay, back to Durant for a second. Can I just read you something that I read on The Athletic, and I'm curious, Pearl, if you feel the same way about Kevin Durant as what this is, three different reporters all coming together to write this big thing about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant deserves a good final chapter.
Okay.
The 36-year-old all-time great who's widely expected to be traded from the Phoenix Suns soon, who spent so much of these past six NBA seasons dealing with adversity not of his own doing, deserves to spend these twilight years in a place where his extraordinary skills are utilized to the max and his prospects of deep playoff runs are realistic. Is anyone else thinking about Kevin Durant that way besides the three people who combined to write this article?
I actually was thinking about, when we were just talking about this, I want to see him go to the Clippers. And I'll tell you why. Because you can concentrate James Harden, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook's a free agent, get them there, and you would literally have the most unlikable team in NBA history. The number one, Ed Kawhi.
Sounds like the 2012 Thunder.
Yeah, you could, but a very old version of it.
It's
you
like
could
reuniting
have,
the band.
Probably like that would be the most unlikable. I think Westbrook's probably the most unlikable player. Or no, Harden's the most unlikable player. Westbrook's two, Durant's third. Put them all together and then have Kawhi play 16 games and boom. It's a magic formula. No, I don't think that at all that he deserves any of that.
It's so funny. I'm like, he spent the last six NBA seasons dealing with adversity not of his own doing. I'm sorry, was someone holding the water gun to his stomach to make him go to the Brooklyn Nets with Kyrie Irving? Whoever thought that was?
I was into that. I didn't know it wasn't going to work. Well, I mean, yeah, obviously.
He left the Warriors for that.
Yeah, I kind of understood that. Because I did think he was a bust driver. I never thought he should have gone to the Warriors. I'm one of those guys. Like, you don't go to the team that just won 73 games. That was lame. To relitigate that, but I'm in the very common camp of KD made a bad choice 8 years ago. He's still chasing it.
I agree.
It's possible, but I don't know. The idea that they went to Brooklyn, though, is... Maybe I'm just doing the revisionist thing.
That could have worked, theoretically. I don't know. It's not the worst dream team I've ever seen.
Who got Kenny Atkinson fired?
Kevin Durant.
Who got Steve Nash there then out?
Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
Right. So, and then who decided that they would only play for the Phoenix Suns and would not accept a trade anywhere else except for Phoenix?
Kevin Durant. I feel like I'm back in math class.
Yeah, exactly. And then
did that really happen?
Yes.
I lost all track. I don't even.
It was
I don't think I've ever even seen KD play in Phoenix.
Yeah, it was Phoenix or Miami. He won no one else.
He won no one else, so he demanded a trade only to go to Phoenix, and then all of a sudden got there, and it's the worst situation in the NBA. I'm sorry, Kevin Durant, all of this is his own doing. Every single one of it. So he may deserve the twilight years. Yeah, he's still a great player, don't get me wrong, but whoever deserves anything. I have no sympathy for men like Kevin Durant.
You know who loves Kevin Durant much more, I think, than the public is the players love Kevin Durant. Like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander worships Durant. Like these guys all love Durant. But the public agrees with what you were just saying. Like he's made every possible wrong career choice. And also he's obnoxious on social media.
Well, he's doing that on purpose. I just think obnoxious. Who can ever say deserve when you have this much agency over your own career? Like guys don't the regular athlete, like even some all-time greats don't have this much control like this current crop of superstars who are living in the player empowerment era, and you blew it. So it's not the rest of the league's responsibility to find you this amazing landing spot so that you can have this awesome farewell. That is nobody's responsibility. Durant had all the power over his own career, and he made bad choices. Live with it.
Who are you yelling at? I mean, does anybody think that? The Athletic writer,
yes.
They are so out of touch with America.
$75 a year I pay for it.
Yeah.
No, I love those guys over there.
Go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, I kind of want him, though, in a relevant spot. All that being said, and I agree with 98% of it, I still wouldn't mind him on the Rockets or the T-Wolves or the Spurs playing a big role in big minutes in a team that could win the West.
No, but it's not the Suns' responsibility to do that for him. He chose the Suns.
Yeah, sure.
They need to get the best possible return. And if that's some place that is too cold, even though you play basketball in the North America during the winter, I'm sorry if it's too cold.
Wah, wah, wah. Yeah, I don't think the T-Wolves have the motivation to do this or the pieces to do it anyway. So, but like, and I agree.
If it's Toronto,
if the Raptors,
you
exactly,
gotta do it.
Sure,
right.
Sure. But I would like, me personally as a basketball fan, I'd like to see Kevin Durant one more time in a useful situation.
But then he shouldn't be putting Miami on his list and saying he doesn't want to go to the T-Wolves.
There's also that.
That's where he loses me. Because I agree. I think watching Kevin Durant play in the Olympics, it was a reminder like, oh, crap. Like, that guy with, like, a real good infrastructure, like, could still be very dangerous.
For the dream team.
Right. Yeah.
Everyone looks good on that team.
12 other All-Stars.
Yeah, which is just like what he had with the Warriors, right? Yeah. So to me, it's like, hey, if he went somewhere and he was, like, the third option somewhere, he'd be amazing. But like
he doesn't want to be.
He doesn't want to. He doesn't want that. So I can't ask for something that he doesn't want. He just wants to go out there, run up for 35 minutes, score 27 points, have no issues, no complaints, no responsibilities, and go home
and be warm.
Right.
And
yeah.
Be warm.
And not
fine,
need a jacket.
But then you can't also say that my career suggests I deserve more. It doesn't, because you're telling yourself by saying I want to go to Miami, who is in a complete rebuild. That's unserious.
I've seen the reports that nobody wants him, and he's going to have to settle for a Miami or Toronto, a non-contender, because I'm sure Minnesota's like, please take my distress assets for Kevin Durant. I'm sure they tried to get that Gobert contract out, and I'm sure that other teams, Houston's going to try and get Jalen Green off their books to him. I'm positive, like nobody, I don't think Durant is that valuable to the NBA, because he's 36, and I think he'll gut the Rockets or the Spurs. I don't know how, but this will end up bad. I think that's how the NBA views him, closer to what I view him at. He'll be injured when it matters. He'll kind of kill the chemistry.
It's also $50 million, and then he wants another $200 million.
Like, the NBA is like, no thanks.
Right.
I think Toronto's in play, and he'll just sort of peter out his career. And unfortunately, Bogey will not get him in a contender.
I know.
Two years for $100 million at 38, 39 for Kevin Durant, who's been hurt so much.
I mean, your Sixers literally just gave this to Paul George. No one thought that was a good idea the moment Penn went to paper.
And he was 35.
Yeah. You can't do it. You cannot do it.
And I didn't know what to say to that.
Yeah, no,
he is 35. You're right.
And when I saw that, they said that an extension has to come with a trade. I was like, well, no wonder the Knicks or all these other teams aren't in on this.
Yeah. No, I meant he's 2 years younger than Durant, saying like, actually, when he signed, he was 34, so he's almost 3 years younger than Durant, and that was an awful deal. So Durant, you can't do this. If I'm Houston or San Antonio, I'm like, take my bad contracts, but I'm not giving up anything good for you.
I agree. Let's get to Bogus. He's got headlines. What's up?
Well, he might not have dunked enough for your liking, but Jalen Williams still played a remarkable Game 5 last night in OKC.
Ducking left to the foul line, twirling and fading the one-legged 16-footer, nothing but net. Dubs got 40.
Matt Pinto on Thunder Radio. Jalen Williams, a playoff career high 40 points, leading OKC to a 120-109 decision over the Pacers in your pivotal Game 5. When the finals are 2-2, the Game 5 winner wins the title 74% of the time. So head coach Mark Daigneault, very appreciative of J-Dub's efforts.
That was an unbelievable performance by him just throughout the whole game. I mean, he really was on the gas the entire night.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander chipping in with 31 points and 10 assists the game after having zero. Aaron Wiggins and Kayson Wallace combining for 25 off the Thunder bench. The Pacers, meanwhile, return home with a limping Tyrese Halliburton. The right calf is the issue. The two-voiced All-Star missing all six shots he took. Scored just 4 points last night. His head coach, Rick Carlisle.
I don't think he's going to miss the next game, and you know, we were concerned at halftime, and he insisted on playing. And I thought he made a lot of really good things happen in the second half. But he's not 100%.
And he probably won't be by game six on Thursday night. Shohei Ohtani averaged 96.8 miles an hour over 28 pitches in his return to the mound. He allowed a sac fly in the first inning, then drove in two runs in a 6-3 Dodger win over the Padres. The Red Sox won their first game after trading Rafael Devers 2-0 in Seattle. The Angels got a 1-0 win in 11 at Yankee Stadium.
Awful.
And the Rays took care of the O's 7-1. Tampa Bay now 19-6 over its last 25 games.
That was great.
History yesterday afternoon at the Men's College World Series.
One ball, two strikes. Wood deals. Yeah. Swung on and missed. It's a no-hitter.
My dog.
Helfrick grabs Wood. His teammates surround him. Everybody storming out of the bullpen. The third no-hitter in College World Series history is pitched by Arkansas's Gage Wood.
And that's how it sounded on Westwood One. Gage Wood was actually perfect into the eighth inning until he hit a batter. His 19 Ks, a nine-inning record of the World Series. He and Arkansas staying in the tourney with a 3-0 win over Cinderella Murray State. Here's Racers manager Dan Skirka.
You know, one of my wife's favorite movies is A League of Their Own, and say there's no crying in baseball. Well, I can throw that out the window. There's no way I'm making it through this right here.
Oh, no.
What these guys mean to me.
Murray State wasn't supposed to.
Oh, Manny. That's supposed to be a touching moment. Listen,
Women who cry make me uncomfortable. I think grown men in uniforms who cry also make me. They make me even more uncomfortable.
So anyone crying makes you uncomfortable.
Pretty much. Don't cry around me.
In college baseball, the managers have to wear the unis too.
Yeah.
It's baseball, man. Yeah, it's baseball. Come on.
Oh, God.
I'm going to run away from tradition. Dumbest.
That's what you guys are taking away from this. This was an unbelievable story. Murray State. Yeah.
I'm taking away what the guy said. He grabbed Wood.
Yeah, that was.
I heard that too.
We all perked up.
We all looked at each other.
Because we're a bunch of children.
Every time this Murray State baseball team comes up, what's the first name that pops in your head?
John Moran.
That's like the John Moran College World Series. I'm obsessed with that.
It's the best headlines he's gotten in a long time.
He might get traded tomorrow.
It's like, things are turning around for John Moran. Murray State baseball looking good. Maybe they keep him and Jaren Jackson. Like, yeah.
Good for Gage Wood, though.
What a name.
Really stuck out.
Absolutely perfect name.
I mean, baseball's got the best names already. Just of any professional sport, baseball, going back to the 1800s and then even now, but Gage Wood.
We're doing this Mount Olympus sports gods from each city, and then you look at the old names, like, those are unbeated. Like,
I was very
Lefty
bad.
McGraw and all these.
Yeah, the Vita Blues. I mean, yeah, they don't make them like that, but Gage Wood is pretty good.
Well, nobody used their own name in the early part of the 20th century in baseball. They all had nicknames. Like, that we got to go back to. Like instead of Manny,
Skinny Legs Magoo.
Yeah. Wait, what'd you say?
Skinny Legs Magoo.
Yeah. He was good.
Yeah. No, you know what? Football's the same way. Crazy Legs Hirsch. Like, we need way more nicknames.
Man,
like Jalen Williams. There's two Jalen Williams on the same team. We need crazy nicknames. Like
Curly McNamara.
The problem is everyone's named Jalen.
World be free. World be free.
Like a world peace.
He was the last one.
Thank you.
I was upset that this guy wasn't related to Kerry Wood.
Chad Ochocinco.
I mean, these guys really took it to the next level, though. Like Ocho, they legally changed their names.
I think Macaulay Culkin also changed his name.
Huh? Really?
Yeah, that's Macaulay Culkin, if I'm not mistaken. He doubled up on his first and last name. It's his middle name.
You know, maybe that's what's missing with
this. Real
don't,
life?
Don't move on from
what
this.
What is that? What are you talking
this is,
about?
According to Wikipedia, that is his name. Macaulay Culkin.
No.
All right, sure. All right, go ahead. Continue with your. Don't believe Manny.
Sorry. I don't believe Wikipedia. I think this is a joke.
He was born Macaulay Carson Culkin, but then now, according to Wikipedia, it's just twice Macaulay, twice Culkin.
Wait, can we get another source, not Wikipedia? Macaulay Culkin is like something my six-year-old would do.
We need a third source. We're also dismissing Manny.
Also, Perloff did say, we need more nicknames. Manny is a nickname.
According to Maggie's favorite source, AI Overview, Culkin legally changed his name to Macaulay Culkin. He initially held a poll on his website, Bunny Ears, where fans could vote for a new middle name after expressing dissatisfaction with his existing name, Carson. The winning name chosen by over 60,000 voters was Macaulay Culkin.
I will accept apologies now.
Well, I'm sorry, but AI Overview is crap.
But Reddit is saying it happened. Yeah. I don't know if you like Reddit more.
Manny's not a nickname, by the way. That a nickname Agreed. Is like round mound of rebound.
Right.
What is Halliburton, SGA, Jalen Williams? I know they kind of have nicknames, but we need better nicknames and maybe TV ratings would go up.
Well, you have
the mailman, Jordan, those are nicknames.
Helly Burton doesn't move the needle for you?
No.
I'll be honest. I think we're all too cool for nicknames.
What do you mean?
SGA kind of lends itself.
Yeah.
Is SGA a nickname?
Yes.
No, it's just initials. But I mean,
yeah,
but
I hear what you're saying.
But I think if somebody was like, I'm the fireman, we'd just be like, that's corny. Like,
TJ McConnell, yeah, but they call me the fireman.
Seriously, nobody could come out saying I'm the mailman today. Like, that would never work.
Right. But
like,
Carl Malone didn't say it. The Costacos brothers did.
Whatever,
did they do
postal
it?
Postal worker.
Yeah, the first person that says that is like, that's dumb. Like, somebody on social media would just like ratio them to death. They'd be like, all right, never mind. Like, you would never get to the point of a nickname sticking.
Unless social media comes up with the nickname.
But nobody on social media can agree on anything. So you're always going to get haters.
There's a lot of I need AI over you. There was people named the Costaco brothers who named him Karl Malone the mailman. Well, I don't know this story at all.
The poster guys, right?
Yeah, they're the guys who made all those really cool posters.
Oh, the Nike posters?
Yeah, I think they were doing it for Nike, but...
What's going on in Utah?
They were the guys who did
like the Iceman one.
Yes.
But yeah. Iceman was before that poster, but yeah.
Even like the Hitman with
Thomas Hearns?
Mattingly, like, you know, like those commercials or like Ewing.
It was
holding,
the Blues
like, the
Brothers that had, I think it was McGuire and Canseco, right?
Bash Brothers.
Right. But
they were Bash Brothers, but they were dressed like the Blues Brothers.
Yeah, it was
like
right, no.
Like
but those guys all had nicknames that Nike jumped on, I think. Like, back in the day, you played basketball, you got a nickname.
Yeah,
what's like
Dr. J?
The Slim Reaper?
Yeah, like imagine him on the all the other things against him, and he's out there trying to ask us to call him that.
You mean the Durantula?
He'd actually get stabbed probably in the street.
Yeah, I mean, come on, like Chocolate Thunder is not happening in 2025. Guys.
Oh, I wish it would though.
I wish
Dr. Dunkenstein, we're too cool for Dr. Dunkenstein.
We are.
White chocolate.
No way we can get these things over now.
We have the King still playing though.
The Chosen One or the King? Yeah.
And he calls himself that.
But we have a lot of kings, to be honest. We have King Felix. We have Henrik the King.
Yeah.
We have now that's LeBron, true. Of course, the King. King will always get over. I think that's one of the few nicknames that can work.
Yours truly?
No, I think this is a problem.
Many.
Yeah. What do you think we'll call you that?
Wait, does the NFL?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, Mahomes.
Solitude.
What's Mahomes' nickname? I mean, that's been a hard one to figure out, right?
Kermit the Frog.
They're working on Mahomes.
He doesn't have one.
Who's
I know.
They?
They've tried like 100 times.
Exactly. It's tough.
If you guys are wondering, too, the Costacos brothers, this is the one that might really stick in people's. It was when they had the Land of Boz, and it was Brian Bosworth as Oz with Dorothy and Toto and the Tin Man and stuff. I'm trying to think what would jog people's memory on these cool posters.
Like, think about the guy that we tried to get a nickname over, and then we clowned it. Maserati Marv.
Liked it.
Yeah, I know, but like Gus Johnson kept saying that because he was trying to get that Jack over. And then people were like, God, he says Maserati Marv one more time.
That was Perloff. You know what? I think we need a committee. Not that we need more committees in life and more meetings, but Gus Johnson has to be the chair of that committee.
Captain Jack!
With Chris Berman as the emeritus
Perloff,
consultant.
Real quickly, they have Pro Football Reference has like what looks like six nicknames listed for Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, Showtime, I just saw. I remember the Showtime thing. And that
Fat Trick is one of them?
What's that is mean.
Who calls him that? This feels like Wikipedia.
I will now.
Fat Trick is crazy.
The Chuba Mitchell Crisis.
Yeah.
Jameson Clam Crowder.
All right, well, what do we learn? We need more nicknames. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Bokes, thank you so much. Coming up, we will get to John Lynch. What he had to say about the 49ers next.
He's an idiot and a fool.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare, want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. Now I'm mad, Maggie. The death of nicknames. We're too cool to give NBA stars nicknames anymore.
I wish we weren't. I don't want to live in a society where we can't give stars cool nicknames.
Yeah, we didn't even know the names of people before. I didn't know what World Be Free's real name was growing up. I didn't know what Dr. J's real name was. I kind of knew that one.
He's not a doctor?
He's not a medical doctor. He is doctor of basketball. He has a PhD in dunking.
Let's go to James in Nashville. Yeah, we were talking about Perloff thinks the NBA finals would be more compelling if we had some cool nicknames. And EJ said, we can't do nicknames anymore because mm-hmm. we're so quick to jump on people and cut them down and clown them and turn everything into a joke that we couldn't even agree on a nickname. Jay, what's going on?
Okay, as far as the nicknames and everything, the reason why they're not cool no more is because we got too many people giving themselves a nickname. That's the rule. You can't give yourself a nickname. You're giving yourself, it's the lamest thing ever to give yourself your nickname. I got like five different nicknames.
Yeah.
And believe me, you're not supposed to like your nickname in the first place. You know what I mean? It's always, we used to have a homeboy in high school, his nickname was Boner. You know what I mean? But he took that nickname like a champ. Everybody loved him. We said it affectionately. I mean, one of my nicknames is Taco Meat, you know, because of the way my hair is. But plus I blame it on these rappers these days too, because they got the weirdest rap names. Is like, you had to have named yourself that. Ain't no grown man gonna name you that. Little something or little this.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And it's kind of like
Ferg.
What are we talking about? Ferg I think that's a woman's name too, man. It's like, what are we talking about? But I mean, I think that's the only thing. And the people that are giving out the nicknames, they're the type of person that would give themselves a nickname. So that's what's going on. That's why all the nicknames these days sound lame.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're too busy trying to give out a cool nickname. No, your nickname is not supposed to be a nickname you actually like. It's like, you know, you might have just the weirdest nickname. I mean, one of my nicknames is The Hobbit.
You know what I mean? So and you take it like a champ. You gotta take it.
No, I hear you. You know, Jay, you're right. The nickname should, I don't know if it needs to like cut a little bit, but that's for regular people. You know, we're talking about athletes like the Black Mamba. I think Kobe gave that to himself.
He did.
Right. Wow, Kobe. And we think that is amazing. Pure so Kobe. Athletes are we're on a different scale. Different
so you calculus. Could have a nickname. It sort of ends there, like 2010, 2011. That's when it seems like it died. Like the answer. Everyone loved Allen Iverson, the answer, or AI. Then now you don't get it. So I think EJ might have hit it. Maybe it's people on social media are clowning people too much.
Can I ask how you felt about McLovin all those years? Because that was, you are a nickname. People know TV, you from them.
TV industry is all nicknames. Nobody, that's like a, whenever I worked at a TV truck, no one knew anyone else's name. McLovin was but McLovin was kind of fun because like people remembered me over the other guys because I had that nickname. So that was advantageous, I thought. But I never actually thought, I didn't like it. Because we couldn't do t-shirts with it.
Ah, no merch.
We could do t-shirts with all the other I couldn't brand it for myself. I couldn't make any money off of that.
Because super bad.
Yeah, because it's super bad. That was so popular. I would have loved to have a nickname that wasn't already taken. That was my only downside. I didn't mind being called something else, but I'm like, oh man, like he's got that nickname. It's perfect. Super Bad McLovin is the greatest character in movie history. Could I be like, could I have another nickname? Like Stu Gotts. That's a great nickname.
Yeah.
Because there's not another way more famous Stu Gotts or, yeah, that kind of killed me.
Well, you know what? Now I feel like, Jay, thank you for the call. I feel like now we missed an opportunity because when we were naming this show, you know, McLovin and Maggie McLovin was definitely something we float around. But because of those copyright issues and things like that, we ran into some obstacles. But we could have just changed a letter. McLoving, put a G at the end. I don't know. We could have done something.
Trying to do a bit here. That's not working at all. But should
we have just tried harder to keep a nickname? Because
McLovin. How about that?
Yeah, right.
No, I know you wanted McLovin. You probably wanted all those DP show fans to come over. But at a certain point, even on the DP show, like me and Dan were like, all right, this is getting a little old.
You outgrew it.
Yeah, Bill Simmons came on air on one of his podcasts and said, like, I can't believe they're still naming that guy McLovin. It's been like super bad. Super bad, by the way. If you want to feel old, you know what year that came
2007.
Out? What the heck?
Is that right?
That's I think that's actually correct.
America got bored of McLovin somewhere around 16. I'm going to say right around 20, kind of around 28-3. People were like, okay, we get it.
28-3.
Yeah. I do remember the point where like we all said, should we move on from this because it's not getting the juice that it used to.
I got to be honest, though. When it was the McLovin fake ID birthday, whatever that was, made it all through my timeline. I think people still love the movie so much.
Oh, we do.
Yeah, we love that guy. Christopher Mintz-Plasse.
Amen.
American hero.
Yeah.
What'd you say? The greatest character in
ever.
Movie history.
Ever.
Well, spot the life.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally?
Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.